You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and it's time for our weekly prediction edition for the CBS soap opera. As always, I've got five sizzling predictions, all based on recent episode activity and confirmed CBS soap opera spoilers. I've got predictions for Summer and Claire, for Phyllis, Jack and Diane, for Audra and Nate, for Victor Newman, and for Jack Abbott. Hey, if you've not, please reach down, click subscribe. Now, let's just dive right into these. I'm excited to talk about them. Our first prediction, I think Summer is going to completely lose it about Claire. And I think she's going to be very upset that no one is siding with her except her sketchy mom, Phyllis Summers. Spoilers for Monday, May 6th have Summer going off on Kyle. She does not want Claire around Harrison at all. And it seems like she's still blaming Claire for what Jordan did when Claire was a victim and Harrison was just basically collateral damage, just another target to take. But that wasn't Claire's fault. Claire likes Harrison. Kyle's attitude is he thinks keeping Claire away is a bad idea because then Harrison might associate her absence with the kidnapping. And I don't think he's wrong, but I don't know who else is going to side with Summer aside from Phyllis. Phyllis is definitely going to be team whatever Summer says. And she has all this opinion about Jordan and Claire and just this and that with absolutely no context, no experience, hasn't met any of these people. So it's just, it's wackadoo, but whatever Summer says, she follows. And I just don't see anybody, not Jack, not Kyle, not Diane, nobody else siding with her. And I think that's going to upset her a lot. Our second prediction is that Phyllis Summers may try and leverage the issues that Jack and Diane are having to somehow worm her way back closer to him. And spoilers tying to this, this week's promo has Diane going off on Jack. She is so upset that he took opioids trying to save Nikki Newman at the cost of his own sobriety. It's that thing that they always equate things to because it's true, that when you're on an airplane and if there's a loss of cabin pressure and the oxygen masks go down, you're supposed to secure your own and then secure the child that's next to you, because if you're not safe, you can't keep them safe. Kind of the same thing I feel like for Jack and Nikki with this. He took off his oxygen mask to try and help her and he's depriving himself, and that's not a smart idea. Monday, May 6th is when those scenes from the promo happen and he begs Diane to not lose faith in him, but them bickering could give Phyllis a sense of excitement and possibilities, because on Friday, May 10th, Phyllis and Diane are swapping insults, and I'm certain Phyllis would jump at the chance to steal Jack, or even not steal Jack, just help damage their marriage, because she hates the idea that Diane has them, and in her mind, Diane has won, you know, when she sees them as the same, and she doesn't think Diane should have anything. Our third prediction, I think Audra might hook up with Nate, and Tucker might be out of luck. Spoilers for Wednesday, May 8th this week. Nate checks in with Audra. He's kind of testing the waters, seeing what's going on with her, seeing if she might be available or amenable to something. There is a scene from the promo where he's talking to her and says, you know, friends tell each other the truth, and then she's acting flirty with him. And if you remember, she was really into Nate for quite a while, always flirting, trying to tempt him, but he was with Elena, and then he was, you know, messing around on the side with Victoria. And if you remember, Audra actually orchestrated his split from Elena by letting the cute little doctor know that he and Victoria were doing things they shouldn't be doing and exactly where she could find them out of town together. And I think she was hoping to scoop him up in that fallout. Now the shoe is on the other foot and Nate wants her and she's with somebody else. She's with Tucker, but Audra does seem really flirty with him and still interested. And if she thinks that Tucker is backsliding with Ashley again, that's going to be a deal breaker. And I could totally see her running right to Nate, because Audra is one who is not so much a one man woman. She generally has a guy and like a backup guy. Sometimes I think more than two guys on the hook. So we'll see. All right. Our fourth prediction. I think Victor is going to be caught with his secret hostage. It shouldn't be Nikki. She's off at rehab. He just told Nick the other day, tells Nick that on Monday, May 6th. I've seen the episode. That's why I'm speaking past tense. And then on Monday, Victor takes a bottle of vodka down to Jordan and says, "Drink yourself to death." That's karma, right? And she's pleading with him to either let her go and promises she won't bother them again or turn her over to the police. She says she knows she deserves to be punished. She just doesn't want to be stuck in the basement. But somebody is going to find her. Tuesday, May 7th, spoilers say Victor has to cover his tracks with Cole. I mean, Michael's already kind of suspicious. And then on Thursday, the 9th, Jordan tries again to bargain with Victor. And by Friday, May 10th, Victor is very careful to guard his secret and plays his cards close to the vest. I'm leaning towards maybe it's Cole. I still don't know if he's going to survive this whole thing. I'm a little worried about him. A lot of people who found her down there probably wouldn't let her loose. Cole might. That is his aunt. You never know. Or he might get too close and she attacks him. She might kill him. She might be able to con him into something. I don't know. But I definitely think Victor is going to be caught in the lie that Jordan is dead because she's clearly not. And my fifth and final prediction for the week, and oh my gosh, as much as I hate the idea of this happening, I think it would be super soapy, definitely Emmy material. I feel like Jack Abbott might slip back into addiction and hides it from his family. So spoilers for Monday the 6th, Jack comes clean to Diane, who of course is furious. He threw years of sobriety away for Nikki, risked his health, their marriage, their family, all for Nikki. That is going to eat at Diane, and she even asks if he has pills on him now. So he looked kind of shocked when she said that, but I mean, that is a fair question when you're talking about someone with an addiction like that. I just feel like they're going to have Jack in a spiral because Jack and Diane are too happy, and you can't have people happy on a soap. That's not dramatic. And if Jack does go into a spiral, is he going to make a very bad decision like straying with Phyllis, who's probably going to be keeping a very close eye on the drama in their marriage? You know, addicts do make bad decisions when they're high, when they're chasing their next high and in the heat of the moment. So we'll see how it goes. Those are all five of our predictions. Please click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments. I'm excited to hear where you think these storylines are going. So drop your thoughts. Be sure to come back soon because we are here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.